see your beautiful faces. So what we're starting is we want to have a special time for children. A really simple message, but it's not just for the children, it's for everybody. And so really sometimes the simplest things are the ones that will speak to our hearts the most. So, so don't just like tune out and think this is kids time. This might be the best part of the whole message. So please listen. So last week we started to think about who do you look like? So I want to ask you guys, who do you look like? Okay, so I want, alright, now this is not, again, this is very important, this is not just for the kids, okay, everybody, okay? I want everybody to make a happy face, happy face! Everybody make a happy face, okay, here we go. Okay, everybody make a sad face, sad face. Okay, everybody make an angry face. Okay, this one is really, really hard. Are you ready? Everyone make a thankful face. Okay, now you can watch me. I'll give you your cue. Everybody make a fish face. Are you ready? You gotta watch this.
Can
you guys practice? We'll try again next week. Everybody make a monkey face. You guys are really good. Okay. Now, I have to tell you something that it might be a little scary. When I used to make like weird faces, especially like the fish or the monkey face, my mom used to tell me, don't do that. Your face is going to freeze like that. Okay, now I want to ask you guys, how many of you think that's true? Do you think your face will freeze like that? It's not true. But do you know what? In a way, it is true. Because if we practice doing something again and again, we get to be really good at it. So I'll show you something else that besides the fish and the monkey thing there, that I practiced a lot of times and I kind of got good at. Can you sound like a duck? Okay, so this is, but if you practice, you get really good at something. So this is what I wanted to say to you that's really important. What we practice is who we become. What you do every day is who you're going to become. If you lie all the time, you're going to be a liar. If you love people and you're generous to people all the time, you're going to grow up to be a generous person. So who do you want your face to look like? Who do you want to sound like when you talk? And most important, who do you want your heart to be like? Who do you want to love like? Jesus tells us that we should love like Him. And if we're going to love like Him, we have to choose every day and practice to love like Him. So I want to ask you guys again, okay? Everybody stand up for 1 second, not y'all in the back, just the kids. I want you all to think and how you're going to choose of who you want to live like and love like this week. Okay? I want you to think about that every day. What are you practicing? Who do you want to live like? And how do Well, this is something that you might or might not know about me.
あの、私のことをよく知らない人もいるかもしれませんけれども。
I'm really like close to neurotic about what I eat.
食べ物とかね、すごく私神経質なんですよ。本当に気を配ります。
And I'm like close to neurotic about what people I love.
そうですね。あの、愛してる人にもすごくその自分の思いを強く思ってます。
So,
ですから、
I try to not eat what I call toxic food.
私は毒を食べないってことをしてるんですね。
Toxic food is food that you eat that's not healthy for you. It's poisoning your body.
毒になっちゃうんです、体には。
And I don't think that's being a good steward of the temple of God.
神様の身や自分の体を本当に保つのに良くないと思ってますから。
And I also want the people I love
好きな人にもそうあってほしいと思うんですね。
Not to eat toxic food.
毒のようなものを食べてほしくないと思ってます。
A few years ago,
数年前、
Max started to eat cereal.
この人ですね、あのシリアルをコーンフレークを食べるようにな
りました。Before that, he ate
その前は、
brown rice and
納豆、ね、納豆と玄米だけ食べてました。
And that's really healthy.
本当健康ですね、納豆と玄米ですかね。
But he started to eat cereal.
でも、ある時からですね、そのシリアルをコーンフレークを食べ
るようになりました。Now the cereal.Usually they sell in the store is not really very healthy for you. There is lots of sugar in it. There are lots of preservatives in it. I mean, if you put something on the shelf and it's still good 6 months later, you should start to worry. So I had to like walk this fine line. I had to try to get him not to eat this unhealthy cereal.
不健康な食べ物を食べてほしくないなと思いながら、でも
without nagging him.
鳴くってのは英語にならないですね。なんかもうう
るさくならないように。
その人の気持ちが害さないように何かこう不健康。
And this is like a really fine line. And I tried and tried.
相手の気分を返さないようにこう導いていくのはすごく難しいですね。
But nothing worked.
でも一生懸命やったんですけどダメでした。
So I had to go to Plan B.
ね、しかないけどですから違う B プランにな
る。I had to find my healthy cereal.
健康的なシリアル、コーンフレークを探そうって自分で勝負させ
る。And I found this great internet site called iHerb. Anybody know iHerb? It's like amazing. You have to ask me about iHerb.
I have to go to
London. They have a lot of organic food on iHerb.
オーガニックな食べ物いっぱい。
They have a lot of cereal, healthy cereal.
健康的なコーンフレークがいっぱいそこで売ってるんです。
So, like I didn't know, so I picked two.
ね、その最初2つ選んだんですね。よくわかんないから。
And one of the cereal was actually baby cereal. And I showed it to Moss and he said, that's okay, I'll eat it. Because he's really nice and patient always. But I couldn't bear to let him eat baby cereal. It was like a little too much for me. So we gave it to Micah. And apparently it's a big hit with Micah. He likes it. So praise the Lord. Now the second kind of cereal was this cereal that was kind of like shredded wheat.
それはですね、なんていうか、もう
なんかアメリカの
なんか粉々になった、
このような大きい形、
なんかですね、よくわからないんですけど、まあ変な形のシリアですね。なんかハンバーグみたいな形のシリアです。
形は大きい。And now, as you said a minute ago, Moss was willing to eat the baby cereal.
この人は何でも食べる人です。
That shows his good heart.
まあそれはね、その人の性格の良さを表してますね。
Never complained.
ですから、あまり食べ物に関してはほとんど文句言
わない。About anything. Not only food. He never complained.
多くのことにもあまり文句言わない人です。
But when Moss ate this cereal, he just like started to mention gently
that
it's really mushy. It's like when you put it with the milk or the yogurt, it gets like really mushy. Now he didn't say it tastes like cardboard. It does taste like cardboard.
私は食べてみたら、ダンボールバッグでそんなことを彼は言わなかったんですけど。
So I think, okay.
どうしようかと。
そう、so, I'm going to buy you material that doesn't get crunchy。
びちょびちょならないじゃないか、こんなにこう買おうと思って。
Actually, I brought it. I forgot to bring it up here, but I found on iHerb site Ezekiel cereal
というシリーズがあって、そこはですね、エゼキエル。
How can you go wrong with a name like that?
名前ですからね、これきっといいと思って買ったんですけど。
And the description says crunchy。
もうクランチ、もうガリガリのって書いてあるんですよ。
So、I'm like,
もうむちゃくちゃ言ったけど、よし、これガリガリガリって
言ったんですよ。
ね、聖書的にいい名前だし、
and crunchy、
ガリクランチーなやつだからいいと思ったんです。
Has to be good。
よし、これ絶対。
So we got it。
買って。
And like Mark still had the mushy cereal, but I really wanted him to try the cereal, and he's like, no, no, I'm gonna finish the mushy one first。まあね、これ
ね、ちょびとのを食べてから食べ終わってからそのカリカリのやついいから待ってて言ったんですけど。
So I actually the next day I couldn't wait. So I opened the cereal, I tasted it。
開けて食べてみました。
I just started to laugh in the kitchen。
食べ始めたら自分で笑い。
I'm like, wow.
What is this?
Really hard. Anyway, a few days later, Matt ate it. I
started eating it, but what
happened? His first comment was, I think I'm going to break my teeth.
What is this? でも私自身はこの人も選択することができるんですね。
He doesn't have to listen to his wife.
奥さんの言うこと聞かなくてもいいんですよ。アメン。
He doesn't have to eat the healthy cereal.
そんな食べなくてもいいんですよね。
But he should. アメン。If he wants to be healthy, he should. 健康であ
ることを望むなら、先生ちゃんと聞く耳を持った方がいいと思います。
So I want to ask you again. Who do you look like?
あなたは誰に似てますか?
What kind of choices do you make?
皆さんはどんな選択をしていますか?
Because who we look like depends on who we spend time with and how we
act. 一緒に似てくるんですよ。一緒に似てきます。どうですか?
Who we look like depends on the choices that we make.
私たちが毎日毎日の選択が結果としてこう似てくることになるんですね。
Who we spend time with.
誰と一緒に時間を過ごしてますか?
Who we obey.
誰に従ってますか?
And last week, as we read Genesis
3,
we saw that the root of all sin was not trusting God. And when we start to listen to other ideas that are pulling us away from God, we start to walk on the wrong road. We start to step away from God one step at a time. And sometimes we hear the expression people fall into sin.
聞いたって話を言い方をしますけど、でも、
no、one
誰もですね、突然罪に落ちるってことはないんですよ。
You go into more and more darkness.
どんどんどんどん一歩一歩暗闇の中に自分が決心して入っていくんですね。罪に入っていくんです。
One choice
一つの決心が次の決心に。
At a time.
一つの選択が次の選択になっていくんです。
And we can choose
私たちは
if we get closer to God,
神様に近づいていくか
walk away from him.
それから神様に離れていくか選択することができます。創世記の女性についてもう一度考えてみましょうね。彼女は最初に蛇に耳をかざ
しましたね。そして
木が美味しそうだなと思って
then she saw that it was a delight to the eyes.
いやきっと目にも本当にいいものに見えたんですね。
then she saw that it was desirable to make her wise.
そしてそれがもし知恵の木なら善を分かるものはそれも欲しいと思いましたね。
But she was wrong.
でもそれは彼女は間違っていたんです。
She was deceived.
彼女は本当に誘惑にあって惑わされてしまったわけです。
And she should have trusted God.
本来なら神様に従うべきなのにそれをしなかったんですね。
Trusted God rather than her own understanding.
自分の考えに従って進んでいってしまいました。
Because our choices,
私たちの毎日の選択は
decide where we're going to end up.
私たちの行く方向、そして結果を導くんです。
And our choices decide where a whole lot of people are going to end up.
私たちの周りも影響をしてしまうんですね。
So I want you to think about again, what is sin?
罪は何かということ。
Is sin just about making a right and a wrong choice?
いい判断、悪い判断ですか？
Is it a moral issue?
これは道徳的なことだけですか？
Sin is so much more than just a moral issue. It has a moral result, but it's not a moral issue.
出来事としてその道徳の中に範疇に収まらないものが
Sin has to do with relationship.
神様との関係によるんですね。
About loving God.
神様を愛することと罪と
About trusting God.
どれだけ神様に信頼するかが罪とかかっているんです。
And if we trust and love God, we'll follow Him.
愛して従っていくならば。
If we love God, we'll want to live like Jesus lived. We'll want to love like Jesus loved. Because when we don't trust God, when we try to figure out things ourselves,
we'll
never end up in the place that God created us. And where we end up depends on the choices that we make. It depends on the road that we choose and how we choose to walk on that road.I had a question for myself.
私は自分にいろいろ質問をしますけれども、
Why do I keep making the same bad choices over and over and over?
なんでこんな間違いいつも悪い決心を何度も何度もするんだろうといつも思う時があります。皆さんどうでしょうか？
It's like I keep going around and around the same mountain. And I go around, I'm making the same choices, and I'm not going up. I'm not getting higher. I'm not growing and changing and becoming more like Jesus the way I should.The Bible says
聖書はこういうんです。
That if we choose God's way,
私たちが神様の道を選択するならば、私たちに命が与えられている。
It will give us fellowship with God.
神様との交わりが得られるというふうに約束しています。
But if we choose sin,
もし私たちでも罪を選ぶならば、
It will give us death.
私たちに死が与えられているんですね。
And it will give us a life separated from God.
その神様の命から私たちを離してしまうというんです。
How often do you find yourself feeling alone?
皆さんどうでしょうか。あ、自分が一人だなと思うようなことはありませんか。
How often do you find this loneliness in your heart that seems nothing can satisfy, nothing can touch?
それが何にも誰も私をそこ満たしてくれるようなないというね、まあ、孤独感、空虚感を味わうことはありませんか。
Is a result of
でもその孤独感というのは罪の結果でもあるんです。
It's the result of our own sin.
自分の罪の結果によって私たちは孤独感を持つことがあるんですね。
Because sin
罪というのは
makes us separated from God.
私たちを神様から離してしまいます。
And if we choose to sin, we get further and further away from God.
どんどんどんどん気が付かないうちに神様から離れていってしまいます。
But if we choose to trust,
でも私たちは神様を信頼していくならば、
we get closer and closer to God. It's our choice.
ですから私たちの選択に関わっています。
Not trust God in sin,
神様に信頼するかというとも、
or trust Him.
If we don't trust God and we sin, the result will be death. 信頼せずにただ罪を犯すのはその結果は死だというように。
If we trust God,
神様を信頼するならば、
the result will be life.
結果は命だというふうに言われます。
It's not really such a hard choice.
決して難しい決心ではないでしょう。
But what are you choosing?
でも実際どうでしょう。どっちを選んでいらっしゃいますか。
What are you really choosing?
本当に選んでるのはどっちですか。
I wonder why this is so hard.
なんででもこれ本当に何か難しい選択になってしまうんでしょう、私たちに。
Because we choose the easy road.
私たちは簡単な方、
ついつい。We choose the comfortable road.
私たちはもう一度そこでくつろげる方、何かそっちの方に選んでしまうんですね。
Rather than God's road.
神様の道を選ばずに安易な方にしまう私たちの性格があります。
I want to look at a YouTube with you.
今日 YouTube を見たいんですけれども、じゃあ Let's get ready.
And this is about actually athlete.
これは
一人の選手の YouTube なんです。で、he chose to walk a road that no one else walked.
誰も歩いたことない道を歩いている運動をする人ですけど。
で、It was a really hard road.
とても難しいんですね。
And it was a road that caused him to fall on his face a lot of times.
ですからそのために何度も何度も彼は転んでしまうようなところです。
But he chose this road because he believed that it was worth it.
でもそれをやる価値があると思っていたわけですね。
Damian, and he is a stunt man, and he also does various parkour.
And
he chose to walk this loop.
え、この丸いループというか、
And no one had ever done this before.
まだ人類誰もやったことないことなので。
People had ridden a bicycle around the loop like this.
自転車とか行くんですけど、人間が。
A person with no equipment had never run around a loop like this before.
走った人はいないんですね、人類で。
So, all his friends got together and they kind of watched the car go around the loop.
And
actually, you can see the car crash. So he gets a person who's trained in biomechanics. And he explains to him that he needs a certain amount of momentum. And she tells him that you have to run at a certain speed in order to do this. So they time how fast he runs. And he's going to be okay. He can run fast enough.
So
here he starts. And he falls a lot of times on his face, but they have the mats there, and no, so he doesn't get hurt. And he keeps trying again and again. And he's really determined he's not going to give up. He really believes that he can do it. And now he's starting to be able to do it. Look, he's kind of starting to land on his feet. And he realizes here that the only thing left is to take away the mat. Because he can't really do the whole thing if he's going to trust the mat. And he has to take the mat away. So now if he falls, he'll really fall on his face and he'll probably get hurt. But here he has done it.
One more.
Oh, we have a slow reel of his mask legs. Okay, and he has done it. Yay. Okay, praise the Lord. I am so doing parkour in heaven. I would be definitely doing that if I had two legs, but anyway, God knows, so he knew what I needed to keep me safe on this earth. But we need to have more courage. I mean, he is just living on his own strength and doing this amazing thing on his own strength. If you are a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you.
その聖霊の御導きがありますよね。 If we
God is going to blow us away with all He's going to do. Amen.
Amen.
So if we exercise our trust for God, more trust is born because we see God's faithfulness. Today we have Janice and Joel here, and over lunch I hope they can stay, but if not we can kind of grab them. Tell them about stepping out in faith and trusting God. They had an amazing miracle happening last week. But if we don't trust God, it will lead to less trusting. We need to be humble in order to trust God. We need to know He's God.
神様が主であるということを認めて、
And I'm just me.
私は本当に小さなものだということを本当に理解しなさい。
Today I want to finish by reading one proverb with you. It's a part of the proverb actually.
箴言の一部だけを皆さんと共に読みたいと思います。
And before we look at it, I want to just kind of talk a little bit about Hebrew poetry.
ヘブル語の、あの旧約聖書ヘブル語の詩ってのはどういうものかということを少しお話しします。
Hebrew poetry is written in a way that it often repeats the same thought.
何度も何度も同じ考えが繰り返されて人々は分か
る。In order to help us understand what is being said, it repeats the same thought in a different way.
違う言い方で同じ思いを
And then sometimes it adds something. So if we take the example of a hand, it's the same thought. But one time you see this side of it, and the other time you see this side. But it's still talking about a hand. And then sometimes something is added, like a ring.
例えば指輪とか加えられていく、そういうのがヘブル語の詩のあり方ですね。
そして
今まで言ったことに補足するようなこと、そういうふうにこのヘブル語の詩というのは作られています。
So、this is actually one of my favorite
verses, これは私の好きな
passages in the Bible. And first we'll read the whole thing and then we'll just look at each part.
読んでいきたいと思います。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding.In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path smooth. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. It will be a cure for your body, a tonic for your bones.
日本語で読みします。箴言3章5節から8節です。心を尽くして主に信頼し、自分の分別、知識には頼らず、常に主を覚えて、主を認めて、あなたの道を歩け。そうすれば主はあなたの道をまっすぐにしてくださる自分自身を知恵あるものと見るな主を恐れ悪を避けよそうすればあなたの身を健やかにしあなたの骨に元気を与える
アメン。So it starts out trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding
自分の理解でやらないっていうんですね
This side
こちらが見えてます、ね、
and this side of a hand.
そして両手、神の手の両手がですね。
Trust in God.
神様を信頼しながら。
Not just the maker of heaven and earth, but the Lord, the one you have a relationship with, the one you have a promise with, the one who loves you so much.
愛してなさってる。
Trust in Him.
ですから、神様を信頼しなさいっていうんです。
And with all your heart, not just with part of your heart, but with all of your heart. And trusting Him means seeking and asking Him where we should go.
どっちに行くべきですかって神様に耳を傾けることですね。祈ることでもある。
Listen to God.
神様に声を聞くことでもあるんです。
Read the Bible.
聖書を読むことでもあるんです。
if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep doing the same thing, getting the same result.
Pray and read the Bible.
We have to stop saying, I don't know what God wants me to do. The roof is leaning on this pole.
And I have no idea.
When we acknowledge you with